The next patient is Eugene Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. That's the last name, first name, E-U-G-E-N-E. Clinical case of a 66-year-old male patient that is following the clinic because of kidney transplant. The patient has CKD stage 3A. He's also followed the Tampa General Hospital where the transplant was done in 2022 from a deceased donor in the left lower quadrant. Period, the postoperative course has been uneventful. The etiology of the end-stage renal disease was obstruction. The patient has been taking carvedilol and nifedipine on a daily basis to control the blood pressure. The suppression, the immunosuppression continued to be with Envarsus, 1.75 milligrams a day. He takes mycophenolate, 500 milligrams BOBAD. He is also receiving Bactrim. The patient was found with the BK virus in the urine. However, the blood was reported on December the 14th, negative in blood. We are going to order a BK virus in blood monthly times two. Period. The patient remains with adequate kidney function. The serum creatinine is 1.7. This BUN15 estimated EGFR 44. The tacrolimus level is 6.1. The CBC is unremarkable. The urinalysis, we have to keep in mind that this patient had problems with the prostate and was obstructing nephropathy. He had a vaporization of the prostate done. The white blood cells in the urinalysis more than 30, many bacteria. The protein creatinine ratio 214 in the presence of a busy urinalysis might be interfering with the level of protein. We are going to follow that closely. Number two, BPH. That was treated with a plasma vaporization. Following number arterial hypertension that is out of control today due to the fact that the patient didn't have carvedilol because of the pharmacy error. The patient has the carvedilol available, and I am going to ask the patient to get this blood pressure, a close follow-up, and make a log for the next appointment. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency. 5,000 units of D3 is going to be sent to the pharmacy, Walgreens in Lake Placid. Following number, hyperlipidemia with the cholesterol. Reported to be 260 milligrams with triglycerides of 158. The HDL is 44, the LDL is 192. The patient is going to be started on atorvastatin 20 milligrams every day. Following number, vitamin D deficiency with the order of 5,000 units on a daily basis. We're reevaluating in 3 months, and we ordered the BK virus 2 months in a row to complete the series and make sure that the patient is negative. I invested in the evaluation of the lab 12 minutes in the face-to-face, 30 minutes in the documentation, 8 minutes.